The third answer to the meaning of relationship comes from Willy Hennig, a German entomologist who lived from 1913 to 1976. Here's a quotation from Hennig's 1966 book, Phylogenetic Systematics. The concept of relationship may be defined as follows. A species X is more closely related to another species Y than it is to a third species Z if, and only if, it has at least one stem species in common with species Y that is not also a stem species of Z. End quote. Hennig's definition sounds formal and Germanic, but it's easy enough to follow with the help of a picture, which comes from the page facing the definition in Hennig's book. I've added the letters X, Y, and Z so that we can match his definition to the diagram. He says that X is more closely related to Y than to Z because X and Y share a stem species, which I've labelled C, which is not also a stem species of Z. Above Hennig's tree are two Venn diagrams, patterns of nested ellipses. It's a feature of Hennig's view of classification that the tree and the classification should be exact images of each other. His upper Venn diagram, labelled 1, is an exact match with the relationship shown in the tree. His lower Venn diagram, labelled 1A, shows a different pattern, the pattern we should get if we followed Meyer's definition of relationship, shared genes. Because the distance between stem species A and B is much less than that between B and C. The shared similarity of species W and Z would make Meyer classify them together, with the result shown by the dotted line in the tree and by the dotted ellipse in the lower Venn diagram. The pattern of relationship shown by the tree can't be recovered from the classification shown by the lower Venn diagram, which gives a different tree. As for Simpson's concept of relationship, his right-hand diagram, number 2B, is presented both as a tree and a Venn diagram, and you might try copying out the Venn diagram part of it with his seven species and seeing what tree you recover from it. As you'll find, the tree you get is quite different from his original. But Simpson's left-hand diagram, the concept that he called flatly false, exactly matches a Venn diagram expressing the relationships in the tree.